For the fourth Christmas in a row, Bethlehem, the biblical birthplace of Jesus, is offering only a faint imitation of its usual holiday festivities. More than 3 years of violence, Israeli checkpoints, and stifling restrictions on Palestinian movement and commerce have taken their toll. Local officials say some 2,000 Christians have left Bethlehem since the latest uprising began. Other sources say that number is higher. Bethlehem residents have a new worry this year, the barrier being built by Israel in the West Bank. Israel says the barrier will curtail Palestinian suicide bombings. In his Christmas message, Latin Patriarch Michel Saba said the separation wall being erected is a measure that pushes peace further away. NPR's Peter Kenyon visited one of the places on the verge of being cut off by the barrier, the home of the Sisters of Emmanuel.
The Sisters of Emmanuel Monastery is tucked into the top of a hillside overlooking Bethlehem. Its well-tended gardens are a sanctuary of quiet for pilgrims and other visitors, but in recent years the number of guests has dropped off. Last Sunday morning, the monastery's small domed church easily accommodated the 15 or so parishioners who came for the 9 o'clock service. There are a few young people, but mostly older women, who keep their coats on during the Greek Catholic service. The cool stone walls are decorated with pale pastel drawings of biblical scenes, and the gentle December sunlight streams through the windows cut high into the church dome. Afterwards, as parishioner Tony Khoury heads for home, he pauses to answer a question about the steel and wire barrier thrusting right to the edge of the only road into the monastery.
This wall is making the life very difficult to lots of people. I live very close to this convent, so close it's only 100 meters away, but it's still making it hard. If that wall will be built or if that fence will be done, it will be hell to lots of people. That's our spirit which we are losing little by little, and hopefully we'll catch ourselves soon, otherwise we'll be lost completely.
Sister Martha came to the monastery from Paris 6 years ago, when hopes for peace between the Israelis and Palestinians were still running high. Now, with Israeli checkpoints just up the road and the imposing barrier just outside the monastery gate, Sister Martha says she's praying for the day such barriers will no longer exist.
The Pope, John Paul II, said that the Holy Land doesn't want walls but bridge. That's right, and we want to be a bridge from Oriental tradition and Occidental tradition. And we are praying for the unity of the Church, for the unity of the people here.
Human rights groups contend that this part of the Israeli barrier project will isolate several hundred families. In the case of the monastery, the fear is that it would be cut off from its parish. But there are signs that Israel will address the problems facing the Sisters of Emmanuel, if not the other Bethlehem families likely to be trapped behind the barrier. In response to questions from NPR, the Israeli Defense Forces issued a statement that says, quote, "The security fence passes north of Bethlehem in an attempt to prevent terrorists from infiltrating the city of Jerusalem." The statement goes on to say that following discussions with the Vatican's ambassador to Israel, an alternative access road will be built to the monastery before the current road is closed by the barrier. Sister Magdalena, who's been here 40 years, says the sisters are praying for a resolution not just for themselves, but for the Palestinian and Israeli people. Sister Martha says they're reminding themselves that they have, in the Latin patriarch's words, a special and difficult vocation, and they must have the courage to answer that call. She believes that simply by staying, they're setting an example for the embattled Christians of Bethlehem.
Just we want to be here to help the people here to be peaceful and to have courage to remain in the Holy Land. I think it means a lot that we are located here to remember to people, both of the people, that the violence could never be the way to the liberty and to the happiness.
This week, the Sisters of Emmanuel Monastery marked the 40th anniversary of their first Mass on this hillside in Bethlehem. Not a long history by Middle East standards, but the sisters say, God willing, they're here to stay. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.